You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is petrified wood? Basically, it's wood that has become fossilized. Most of the petrified wood locations found around the world are trees, typically trunks, but it could also be larger branches. After the trees die and fall, they'll get covered by sediment and water. This creates an oxygen-free environment. Scientists use the term anaerobic for oxygen-free. If the oxygen is absent, it means that the tree can't decay the way they would if exposed to the environment and the microbes and insects that need oxygen to decompose the organic material. So, over time, millions of years, the organic material of the wood is replaced with minerals from the surrounding mud, water, sediment, or even volcanic material. Wood is porous, meaning it has holes and openings, and that's how the minerals get into the wood to the cells. Typically, the mineral is a silicate. Silicates contain the elements silicon and oxygen. Quartz is a silicate you've probably heard of. Quartz is very common as the fossilizing mineral in petrified wood because it's one of the most common minerals in the Earth's crust. Trace amounts of other elements can also be present, and it's these other elements that give color to petrified wood. Quartz is typically whitish or colorless. But if there's a little iron, the fossil wood can have red or brown. A little copper, and there can be green or blue. Some manganese, and you'll have pink, orange, or yellow. Petrified forests are found all over the world, and they can be quite old. A petrified forest that was found in the state of Washington is about 15 million years old. However, that's young compared to the famous Petrified Forest National Park in Arizona. It's about 200 million years old. Those trees were alive during the dinosaurs. And there's a fossil forest in New York, which is about 380 million years old. This is an experiment you can try at home. Get three plastic cups and fill them quarter of the way with sand. Cut a dowel into 2-inch-long sections and place a piece in each cup. Cover each piece with sand so the cup is half full. Then pour water into each cup so they're 3/4 full. Put 10 drops of red food coloring in one cup, 10 of green in another, and none in the third cup. Cover each cup tightly with plastic wrap. And then 1 week later, examine each dowel. Compare them. See if any of the dyes, which represent minerals, entered the wood. Well, we've just learned a little bit about petrified wood. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.